The following program contains the opinions of the host, guests, and call-in participants. These do not necessarily represent the views of this show's distributors or sponsors. This program may contain obscene, profane, or otherwise objectionable language. Viewer discretion is advised. Yes, coming to your cordless, everybody. It's January 1st, 2024. It's 11.02 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States, 8.02 p.m. on the West Coast, 2.02 in the afternoon in Sydney, Australia. And here where I'm sitting in Northeast Minneapolis, it's 2 minutes after 10 p.m. And welcome to this another edition of Jim Peters at Night. I think this is show 66. I forgot to check again. What do I know? I hope you guys had a good vacation. I certainly did. It was productive. Went to the parties, had the family, you know, all that sort of stuff, you know. I'm going to show you something. My wife bought me this for a Christmas present. I thought you'd want to see it. It's a blank notebook, and it says, "Times I was right and nobody listened." I guess she knows me. Okay. All right. So this is not a normal show we're doing tonight. This is going to be kind of short. We got a couple of really big announcements we want to make. First of all, I want to thank you folks. We finally cracked 1,000 followers on Rumble, and it was Mark Morano's interview that we did the couple days before we broke for Christmas that did it. That's been watched over 3,000 times now, and we cracked 1,000 followers, and we were kind of stuck at like 890 for like 2 weeks. So I want to thank you for that very much. That's very, very cool. We appreciate it. I was a very productive guy during the break. Believe it or not, we have booked a whole month's worth of guests for January. January is pretty much all booked up. When I say pretty much, here's the deal. We got two announcements we're making tonight. I'm going to do the little announcement first. Little announcement is that we're no longer going to book guests on Mondays, or actually, the first day of the week, whatever that is. I mean, like, for example, next week I'm taking Monday off. I'll explain that later, but we're not booking guests for the first night of the week because when I started doing this, I thought, well, maybe we'll do have no guests on Thursdays and people calling. But the problem is that the guests like to come on Thursday night. They do, and also you guys don't call a lot anyway. So, as a matter of fact, I'll get to that in a second here. I hope you call tonight. I want to hear your New Year's resolutions or whatever you got, even though we're not going to be on that long. And also, the other thing is on Mondays when we come back after a three-day weekend, because we don't do Fridays, there's a lot of news. And so I kind of like doing, I kind of like to mix it up. I love having the guests on, but I kind of like to do the solo shows too. So on Monday, I'm committing now. We're going to do, I'm calling it Monologue Monday, and it's going to be a solo show. So that's going to be, unless we don't do a show on Monday, then it'll be Tuesday. So then it's Monologue Tuesdays. I don't know, whatever. But, excuse me. But the point is, the first night of the week, we're not going to have any guests. So that takes care of basically four Mondays in a month right away. So now we're down from 16 guests to 12, and we filled the whole month up. So this is kind of unusual because this isn't really a show. Tomorrow we're going to do Monologue Tuesday. We're not talking about a lot of news tonight, if any. For Wednesday, believe it or not, the special visitor from the north is finally going to show up. Santa Claus is going to be here now. It's not Christmas, he's late, but we always figured you guys want to know. No one really knows what Santa's does during the rest of the year, so we're going to check in on him like once a quarter and see what's going on. So yeah, he missed, he couldn't come on just before Christmas. We had him booked our last day of the year, or whatever that was, the 21st or something like that. Thursday, and he could not make it, and for a very good reason, very sudden. But he's coming on Wednesday, and then the guy's coming on here in a few minutes is going to be on Thursday, and we'll explain that in a second. So that's our little announcement. Little announcement is Monologue Mondays. Here's the big announcement. The big announcement is that we have our first exclusive sponsor, and that sponsor is going to be Conk News. And if you watched the show in the past, you know that Jeff Meyer, the CEO and publisher of Conk News, comes on regularly, and they're now going to sponsor the show. And I'm going to put Jeff on. Here we go. There's Jeff Meyer, and he's got his Conk News hat. How you doing, big man?
Good. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. You had a good holiday, I take it? You got a big family?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be sponsoring the program, and we couldn't be happier. You know, I've kind of dropped this previously. Conk News is my former employer, and Jeff Meyer is my former boss. So it's like I don't need to have to take my clothes off or anything like that because he's seen me naked already.
That's right. Travel buddies. Yeah. So we're Conk.com is super excited to have Jim help us get the word out about our news aggregation site. You know, it's an exciting time to be alive. We're going to look back and a lot of things have changed and a lot of things in the news industry have changed. I see Conk as part of this emerging news renaissance that's coming around. We're a conservative-based news aggregation. So you will find conservative news sources on our aggregation site. The stories are updated about every 3 hours. Our site goes out and grabs the most recent news articles. We're not affiliated to the Republican Party or anything like that because we know those are just big national corporations, like Tim Conway says. They're just big money grabs.
Yeah, and so you got about 75 news sources coming into the front page, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's spectacular. It really is. I mean, it's terrific. And Jeff is not at least been exaggerating. You go to the front page of Conk, and you will get as good an overview of the news from. And all right, so Jeff, tell me if I'm talking on a turn here. It's not so much that it's a conservative news sources, it's that they're not liberal, right? Is that a better way to put it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can go, there's enough places to find liberal news stories it's like going to the news buffet, right?
Yeah.
You want fast, hot, and fresh. And we don't want you having to pick through. Like, I would never even think of reading an article like that. Our news sources are more conservative based. And, it's just, we all have limited amount of time and we're all trained to look at our phone. And we're part of this non-carriage fee based news, right?
Yeah.
CNN, Fox, all those guys get money off of everyone's subscription to some kind of cable service.
Yeah.
So they don't, plus they get all the additional money from the advertising.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to. I don't know if CNN does anymore.
Right. Can you see them demanding their same rates as they got 10 years ago?
I don't think so.
I can see them doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. But the thing is, you got the Hoffs, you got 100% Fed Up. You just have all these great conservative news sources out there, and they're fighting for their advertising dollars. So the way Conk.com works is you come to that, you see a headline catches your eye. We don't touch the headlines. If there's a picture attached to the article that comes into our site, you click on that and you go to the source site and there you can read it.
Yeah. There's no intermediate pages and all that crap. It's the headlines right off of the, articles and the pictures if they have them. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so if you find something on that website that you want to buy, we don't get any of that. That's not the ads on at Konk.com are our revenue source. We have very few. They're products that I believe in, you know, EMP Shield and UZZ UTV.
Yeah.
And we'll have a small little ad of Jim at Night there so we can make sure people find you.
Oh, and I'll talk that the UZZ UTV thing up because it's really incredible. For $20 a year, it's like, I mean, there's... It's
$10 a month. It's $120.
Oh, did they change it?
Yeah.
Okay, they changed it. $10 a month. But still,
yeah.
And, you know, it's almost looks illegal.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're doing the same thing that Konk is. They're aggregating sports.
Yeah.
And they have Fox and CNN.
Yeah, they have all the regular cable channels, that, yes. You know, along with a shitload of sports. Yeah. They have pretty much every MLB game during the summer, anywhere that's running anywhere. It's right. Really amazing.
Yeah, it's a terrific buy for your money. If you're looking for the NFL Red Zone or any of the Major League Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, NHL is there, and then golf and everything. So, yeah, UZZUTV is a super, super way to spend your dollars, which Joe Biden seems to think people have endless dollars. He doesn't get
that. Oh, man. God almighty, Jeff. Yeah. It's like if I hear any more about this, I'm going to start shooting the television. It's like I do the shopping in my family. It's fucking unbelievable. And the thing is, if you keep track of this, and I kind of do, I mean, where was I? I was in Target the other day, and I realized there's something that I buy regularly that in the last 12 months has gone up 50%.
Yeah.
And that
so
seems...
they can say that inflation stabilized, but if it's still going on a vehicle, which it all does, that burns diesel, that hasn't come down at all.
Yeah. No, I don't think anything's going to come down. That's the problem at this point.
No, it's the new.
Right. Yeah, that's
the
right.
New low is right now.
Yeah, but you know, people's wages have not correspondingly gone up, you know,
they
so.
They never can catch inflation. They've never been able to in the course of history. Can your employer pay you more to catch inflation?
Yeah, right. Right. And then they wonder why everybody's mad. I mean,
yeah.
I swear to God, this president, he's the most delusional man on the planet. You know, I said we were going to talk.
The country is delusional.
Say again?
The country is delusional because especially the citizens, because it's like that what the news is portraying, your local news, is not what's happening in everyone's day-to-day life.
Oh, God, no. No. Right? Absolutely not.
And as we, you know, as I come on my Wednesday shows with you a couple times a month, those are the things we talk about. I mean, one,
yeah.
You know, I hear feedback of, oh, you're always negative. Well, the negativity I have is supposed to spurn your ability to go out there and say, how do I beat this system?
That's
is
right.
That pig laying on the ground.
Right. That's right.
You know, if it's frustrating you, you're running into a fat pig on the ground. Jump over it,
yeah.
Run around it. Don't go near it.
I'm a fat pig.
I mean, but that's the thing. There's ways to go about being more productive.
Yes, there are. And also...
And at some point, we might not have to be... We might say, let's not be as productive to really let this thing feel the pain. It only survives because everyone gets up and says, I got to go pay my bills.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Right. You know, you pull an Atlas Shrugged and we all go on strike and, you know, and the whole thing goes to hell. You know, I mean, that's the other thing I understand, too. They haven't figured this. Well, in California, they haven't figured this at all about the fact that if people are making less money, they're paying less taxes. You know, they never figure this shit out. And it's right. Like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, you mentioned
today they're celebrating everyone in California that is a illegal gets free health
care. Oh yeah, isn't that wonderful? So, I know they're already like $25 billion in debt.
$68 billion.
How much? 68. Okay, right. Yeah, and they're going to add to the... That's like, no, this is... No, it's not going to work, you know? Hey, Jeff, let me just ask you really quick. Do you have any... I got Murray Sabrin coming on next week, and the reason I wanted him on is because there's a lot been a lot of conflicting predictions now about the economy this coming year. What do you think?
Yeah, boy, that's...
Yeah.
Is this disconnect between things are getting better and yet I don't have any more money. And,
right.
You know, and my credit card is getting close to being maxed out. When those lines cross, there's just not, our economy is driven by people believing they can get a little bit further ahead by a little bit harder work.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't look like that's what's being presented as an option this time.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it. There's, you know, where else do you want to be on this planet? Nowhere. If you're in America, you got a chance. It's just that chance is tons of regulations around it. I mean, in the state of Minnesota now, you know, they passed where part-time employees get to earn paid time off.
Yeah.
You know, your pizza is going to be $25.
Right. Just, that's right.
You know, and when you can only go have it once a week, because that's what your budget allows instead of twice, you can't get pissed off at the restaurant owner because they're mandated to do this.
Right. And no one seems to ever figure in the fact that a lot of these jobs were designed for young people and weren't designed to be full time. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Well, if you're part time, how much time off do you need?
Yeah, well, exactly. Right. That's right. How much time, you know? Yeah, no, that's exactly the point.
The uneducation of the school system is why this shit's successful. I mean, that's the only reason. Kids are not taught to think critically. So when they get to be employees, they're like, well, why wouldn't I get paid to take time off? Well, that's a benefit of committing to being here 40 hours a week, whether it's a swing shift, a day shift, a weekend shift. That was a trade-off of that employers offer to employees.
Yeah.
That made a commitment, a long-term commitment. They've taken the deck of cards and they've thrown it on the ground. And as we know, 52-card pickup is a mess.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Right? It's a good analogy. You're absolutely right. So anyway, we're going to talk to Murray next week. And Murray, as the last time I talked to Murray, he still is saying that there's going to be a major recession this coming year. But a lot of people are disagreeing with that. But on the other hand, Harry Dent, the famous economist, he thinks we're going to have a depression. He thinks the economy is going to completely collapse in the next 12 months.
Yeah, it's going to crash.
Yeah.
Well, and as we know, they have no idea of what's really going on.
Right.
The government, the powers that be, they just... They're just now starting to say this border thing could be an issue.
Oh God. Yeah.
Just now. How can it, you know, you figure, you know, an average small town outside of any metropolitan area would be 20,000 to be a pretty good sized city.
Well,
that's what's walking across the border a day.
Right, that's right. Eagle Pass, Texas, has a population of 30,000 people, and last month they let in 12,500 people in one tiny little town. It's just unbelievable. And then they're wondering why people are complaining. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and the problem is the minorities that the government lied to that said they cared about them have been replaced now by non-speaking, non-productive people. And so we're going to have that clash just in itself. You know, it's going to be the Hatfields and the McCoys in all sorts of small towns.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know much. I'm not an economist, and I don't know as much about business as you do. So I'm very hesitant to make an economic prediction. But I'm starting to think when it comes to the election next November, and we're 11 months out, so I probably shouldn't do this. I'm actually starting to think it's going might be a bigger blowout for us than even people think. I don't. It just seems like there's just ripplings in the populace about people are really, really getting tired of this crap. You know, don't know.
Right. There's no place for refuge. There's no ghoul, right? You can't run around. You're always on the run. There's no safe spot.
Right. No safe space, Jeff.
No,
you need safe space.
Even in a phony higher institution of learning, that's a totally phony safe space.
Well, you touched on this, so you're going to be coming on the first Wednesday of every month to talk to us about life and times. This week, because of the holiday, it's going to be Thursday. And then you and Jennifer Oliver O'Connell are coming on once a month together around the middle of the month. And I've deemed you guys the At Night tag team, but I'm starting to think maybe it should be the dynamic duo. What do you have an opinion on?
I like the dynamic duo.
You like that?
Jennifer is dynamic, and she is a multi-talented person.
Yes.
She's a yoga instructor. She's a writer. She's got a really good American dream story of making her own way in this crazy country.
Yeah. 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 So, okay, I'll change it. It's the dynamic duo from now on.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, now I can't thank you enough for Conk News for doing this. So we're going to be running commercials for you guys, and we'll have sponsorships at the top and bottom of every show. And, so it's a perfect world, and really, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. We're excited to be aligned with you.
Thank you for that. And so we'll see you this coming Thursday, too.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah. Hey, you too, Jeff. We'll talk to you. You take care.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Meyer. He's the CEO and publisher of Conk News. And the logo is right there on the screen. You can see that at conk.com, conk.com. And it's honest to God, it's the best single conservative news aggregator on the internet, period. There's a lot of pictures, a lot of stories. It changes every 3 hours. You can go there if you're a news junkie. It's pretty much like a sexual experience. He probably shouldn't say that. He probably get pissed off. But no, it kind of is. I look at it all the time. So, I was happy to be a part of it, too. So that's great. I'm really glad. I'm very happy the fact that they're doing this. We're honored and pleased. So, that's our big announcement right there. And Jeff will be here as the first week of every month. He'll be on as a guest, and we'll talk about the news with him. So that's our big announcement today. So we're going to pretty much wrap this up here. I hold on. Does Jim know what he's doing? Yeah, I guess I do. Shit. So by the way, I've said this before. When I'm talking to people on the screen, I don't want to look at the camera. I want to look at them. I need to know I need to read their face to know what the hell's going on. So that's the reason when we got people, when I'm interviewing people, and I guess that was kind of an interview, I don't look at the camera, and so I'm not apologizing for that. That's the reason. So I just wanted to tell you about our upcoming year. This is going to be really interesting. Well, first of all, the news is going to be interesting, and no matter how you look at it, no matter who wins or loses, it's like, I heard somebody on one of the cable news shows today saying that, it doesn't matter what happens in November, someone's going to be really pissed off. And that's probably true. So I don't know I don't think the other side has any basis to be pissed off, but that doesn't mean they won't, because that's the way they are. You know, I mean, I thought it was so funny when during the election in 2020, when they said, well, you know, the adults are now finally going to be in charge again. And that was bullshit. Those people aren't adults. It's like, you know, I mean, it's just talk about deceptive advertising. It's like, no, the adults are not in charge right now. So, all right. And so I made a list here about why I do this. Okay. And here it is. First of all, I want to bring to you, the public. Oh, let me preface this too. Jeff touched on this about the fact that we should have elaborated on this more, a little more. Conk News and Jim Peters at Night, this show, and a whole bunch of the pretty much all of the news sources on Conk.com, 100% Fed Up, Red State, Hot Air. You know, we have people from Hot Air and Red State on here all the time. They're they're actually called Salem Media Properties. They go under the Town Hall banner, but Town Hall is owned by Salem Media, who they run the conservative radio stations, a whole bunch of them. So we're basically the alternative media. And like David Strom from Hot Air, who's a regular guest here, he's the associate editor there. And I want to say, let me see, in 2 weeks, Ed Morrissey, the main editor of HotAir.com, is going to be on the show. You know, he said, you know, we're plugging away. It's like none of these news sources has anywhere near the resources or the reach of the New York Times or NBC or CBS or any of that shit, you know, and that's they're just pumping out bullshit crap at this point. I mean, I have to tell you, I do watch the regular nightly news shows on the networks, CBS and NBC regularly. I'm astonished by how lame it is. I mean, my God, it's like they're doing the same thing they were doing 50 years ago. Now, maybe that's not a bad thing. And I suppose a purist would say, well, Jim, that's how the news is done. Well, it shouldn't be. Now, this is not a news show. This isn't. I mean, you know, I'm assuming by the time you get to this at 11 p.m. at night, and, you know, I have to mention this, who am I fooling? The vast majority of people watch the show on demand. We do not have a lot of people watching it live, but I'm committed to doing it live anyway, partly because of the callers and just because I like doing it this way, and I like doing it at this part of night because I'm awake at 11 p.m., believe it or not, and most people aren't. It's a problem I've had. But we don't have they're still doing the news the same way they were doing it 50 years ago. I mean, Nora O'Donnell thinks she's a female Walter Cronkite, and I have to say I beg to differ. I don't think she is, and I don't think Lester Holt is a male, the modern male Walter Cronkite either. I don't. And ABC, I don't even want to go there. It's like, you know, they have the most viewers of those three broadcast news outlets, and ABC does. But they have made a very specific editorial direction choice to go basically, I'm going to be blunt and just say this, they're going after female viewers. And so there's a lot of celebrity news, there's a lot of gossip. I can't take it seriously. And the same thing with the morning shows too. Good Morning America, I think that's kind of a joke, but whatever. So I basically don't even watch it. But the other two are trying to do something serious, and then CNN is trying to do something serious, and MSNBC, you know. And I just read today, I've often told you that about the fact that the ratings you might hear about Fox News are not exaggerated. They are beating the shit out of everybody. And now, for the first time ever, when Americans were polled about who's the most trusted news source, Fox News, this just happened yesterday, Fox News came out on top. For the first time ever, they beat New York Times, CBS, CNN, they beat all of them. So, I mean, yeah, but even them, I mean, it's like, you know, I truly think they're doing a better job than everybody else, although the quote unquote mainstream media. And unfortunately, at this point, because of their reach and because of their ratings, they are mainstream media. But they're doing a bit, but still, sometimes still, I see stuff that makes me cringe. And I would say that the primary reason that they're so popular is simply because they have such a great stable of personalities. I mean, Roger Ailes, say what you want about him, he knew how to find talent. So, I mean, Greg Gutfeld, when Fox News hired Greg Gutfeld to do Red Eye in 2012, whenever it was, he had never been on television ever. As a matter of fact, the first night of Red Eye was the very first time he had ever been on TV. So he, but you know, but they saw something in him, you know, and that's turned out to be right, you know. And it's just they have a lot of interesting people, and people that you wouldn't necessarily think would be interesting. I mean, I think Dayan McDowell is fantastic. I mean, that woman, I guess she, I love the fact she gets so upset. It's like, you know, but where am I going with this? Okay, but the thing is, we are the alternative media now. And the thing is, like my friend David Strom says, we just have to keep plugging away, you know? Conk News, Red State, Hot Air, Jim Peters at Night. You know, we just really just keep going through the motions and doing it and doing it and doing it. And slowly but surely, as an aggregate, as a collection of right-wing conservative news sources, we start to make it, make an impact. So that's the way this works, folks. So I brought this up. So the question, once again, the question I started with, why am I doing this? Well, that's part of the reason. That's the reason right there. Another one is I want to bring you interesting guests, and not necessarily people in politics or government either. Well, first of all, I want to point this out. Now, you know, like I said, I used to work at Conk News. I was the editor-in-chief of Conk News, and I hosted, over the course of about 3 years, I hosted almost 400 podcasts and radio shows there. I never, and also I was in charge of the booking, of course, too, for the guests. Of those 400 shows, I only booked one single sitting politician, and that was a guy from the Minnesota legislature, believe it or not. I'm not going to tell you why he was on, but it was actually pretty funny, actually. It was a pretty funny reason. But yeah, he's the only single sitting. I don't like to have sitting politicians on these shows. You know why? They lie. They only say shit to get elected. They will say whatever they need to say to get elected. They lie through their teeth. They're boring. It's like, I'm not going to put up with that. So, you know, okay, we have people in politics here, but we don't necessarily have people, quote unquote, in government. That's the thing. So, but the thing is, even besides that, I'm trying to book more non-political guests, and we're succeeding at this. And, you know, I'm a big UFO buff, and I got that on the list here coming down in a second. Paranormal stuff. We got the Bigfoot Hunter of the Year coming on this month, later on this month. You know, I know that thrills some of my friends. You know, all my friends, pretty much almost all of them, are liberal. But the thing they really seems to get their craw is Bigfoot. I don't know. It's like, and the thing is, I don't even know what to think about Bigfoot. You know, I'm really committed to the UFO shit. I have been for 30 years. Bigfoot, I don't know. It's like Larry Newman comes on the show regularly, and he is a Bigfoot investigator. He says he's seen Bigfoot, and I believe him. And so I have a tendency now to think that Bigfoot's real. But still, I don't know what to think. So anyway, we're trying to get into. I try to bring you interesting people. That's what I try to do now. Mostly the people that interest me. But I'm hoping by extension, because they interest me, that they'll interest you. I'm hoping that. So the other thing I want to do, I got a list of about five things here, what I'm trying to accomplish. The other thing I'm trying to accomplish is I want to convince you, the American public, that climate change is complete and utter BS. It's bullshit. It's complete and utter bullshit. And you hear it's mentioned constantly everywhere. You know, in articles about, you know, even people that don't buy climate change talk about it. It's bullshit. There's nothing to this at all. Now, we had Mark Morano on just before the Christmas break, and like I said, about 3,000 people watched that interview, you know, I asked him point blank, like, why do you think that Kerry and Al Gore actually believe this shit, or are they doing it for their own nefarious purposes? And he basically said the latter. He said, you know, he said that, and I agree with him. The people in charge know it's bullshit. But there, a lot of the minions, a lot of people, they do not. And why do I know it's bullshit? Because I follow the science. And that's the hilarious part. That's their constant thing. Oh, the science is settled. Follow the science. Well, I follow the science. And the science says it's shit. It's crap. And Patrick Moore was on here, you know, esteemed climatologist. And he you can watch that interview, too. That's the most watched episode of the show so far. And he explains about 15 minutes in very, very wonderful prosaic terms why climate change is crap, why it doesn't exist. And here's the deal, you know, this is the problem, and this is the and The left is pulling this constantly. There's always a kernel of truth to everything. The kernel of truth to climate change is that the world is warming up. That is true. It's been warming up for the last 300 years. And I don't know any scientist who disputes that. But the thing is, to jump from that and saying humans are causing it, oh, that's a leap way, way too far. So, yeah, so I'm going to keep pounding on this, because I think there's been no bigger grift for to the American public than the fact that climate change is crap. I mentioned this with Morano. We were talking about this, about the fact that after I did the interview with Patrick Moore, about a week later, the United Nations posted on their website, I think we still have a link to this on our blog, I think, the fact that they said they can solve the climate change problem if they have $75 trillion. And then that's like kind of like Dr. Evil on Austin Powers saying, I need $75 trillion. That's pretty much all the money on Earth. I'm not kidding. It pretty much is. That's pretty much what it is. You know, the American economy is only $16 trillion a year. And they want $75 trillion. Jeez, I wonder why they want so much money. God, do you have any idea? It's like, shit. Okay, so here's another reason I want to do this show. Is I want to get you folks to used to the fact that aliens are coming to Earth. And they are. It's like, this is not you can call me crazy, sure, that's fine. They were pointing at me and laughing for 30 years, and finally it turns out the government said, oh, by the way, the UFOs are real, we don't know where they're from, that's bullshit. Actually, they might not know specifically where they're from, but like with Christopher Mellon said, he's one of the UFO investigator guys, he said, and he's from the Mellon family, and he also used to be in the government, he used to be like assistant secretary, Deputy Secretary of State, or one of those, I don't know, one of those positions or something. And, you know, he said in an op-ed, I think it was the Wall Street Journal about 6 months ago, he said, the problem is the government doesn't want to say the A word, and the A word is aliens. You know, everyone says, oh, the UFOs are real. They're completely defying the laws of physics. We don't know what's going on, but no one will actually say they're, because the thing is, first of all, they're not from China or Russia. China gets their technology from us. They steal it. So, and here's the problem. They're stealing our technology, and they're very, very, they're better at us than implementing it. This hypersonic missile they have, well, those are our plans, but they built it. You know, Jesus. And what does that say about your government, huh? Your government can't get their shit together enough to do something. I'm watching this thing on Ancient Aliens last night. About the fact that, I mean, and this has been rumored for many years, the fact that that America has a military base on the far side of the moon. And I think there's a very good chance that's true. What I have a hard time buying is there are also people who say we have a military base on Mars, and that there are Americans living on Mars. I don't think we could muster that technology even 10 years ago to have done that, so I have very, very big doubts about that. But why did I bring that up? Well, Jim, what's your problem? Take your vitamins. Holy shit! Somebody take me out here in the barn and shoot me. Anyway, so I'm just going to get back to my original point. My point is that the fact I want that it appears the government might be pulling an information campaign to get the populace used to the fact that extraterrestrials are real. So I'm just going to tell you right now they are. You know, we were talking about the fact that they don't know these devices that defy the laws of physics. They know where they're from. It's not Russia or China, and there's a chance some of them are ours, but they got the technology from crashed spacecraft, crashed ET spacecraft. We didn't come up with that technology. If we're flying that stuff, and we might be. I've told this story before, and I don't want to get into the details of it. I saw, and I don't even remember the year, but it was around 2012. I saw one of these giant, triangular mothership type UFOs coming down in literally in a field south of cornfield south of Minneapolis. So I was literally driving through a cornfield, and I won't tell you why, but I was, and this thing just comes out of nowhere, and I don't know how to explain this, but I'm staring at this thing. I actually stopped the car and got out. It flew right over my head, really slow, probably, and I'm guessing, I'm not good at this, but I'm going to say about 500 feet off the ground, and it was maybe about 300 or 400 feet across. It was huge. It was enormous. And when I'm looking at that, and this voice in my head says, that's one of ours. And I have no idea why I thought that. I don't. But, and that doesn't mean, unlike liberals, I do not believe everything I think is actually true. So, but anyway, that happened. So, yeah, I want to get you guys used to the fact that, aliens are coming here. Okay, the other reason I'm doing this show, another reason, is I want to remind you constantly on a regular basis to love your family and friends. So that's all that's going on here on planet Earth. All we got is anybody who's gone through these near-death experiences always comes back and says there's only two things that are important in this order, love and knowledge. And that's true. So love is first. You have to love people. And also, it's your job to go out and find the right people to love sometimes, too. Loneliness is really epidemic. It's terrible. And I feel for you if you're having problems with that. But you still have to kind of go out and take care of it. And the people, and if you're at odds with your family, I've said this before, too. I'm going to do this for 10 years instead of repeating myself over and over again. But the thing is, these things actually do need repeating. And that is, if your dad raped you when you're a kid, and you don't want to forgive him, I guess I can understand for that. But the vast majority of people are mad at their families for the most petty of reasons. It's just stupid, And like I said, so I just want to point that out. Not every reason is stupid. Maybe you do have a reason not to talk to your family or your parents or whatever. Maybe you do, and maybe that's a good reason too. For most of you, it probably isn't. It's probably a stupid, petty reason. So, patch it up because, we don't have much. When you die and they put your body in the cremation machine, the crematorium, you're going with nothing. You're not taking anything with. The only thing you're going to take with you is your memories and that's a whole other subject. There does seem to be a lot of scientific evidence now that reincarnation might be real. But still, it's whatever you put out into the ethos, into the universe, is the only thing that's left. You'll be gone. And your money and your stuff, it sounds like it'll be funny, but I'm not. And your penis, your genitals will be gone. You're not going to have any more of that either. So, love your family and love your friends. And the last thing I want to point out here, the last reason I'm doing this show is I'm trying to make you think. I don't care if you agree with me or not. I really don't. Especially I know a lot of you people have a hard time with the UFO shit. I know that. And I know that I can come off as crazy. I don't care because I still think I'm right. But still, at least I can make you think. That's my goal here. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm trying to make you think. Well, except for the climate change thing. that I'm trying to get you to change your mind because that's crap. The rest of it, no, I'm just trying to get you to think. So at any rate, I'm hoping we're gonna have a lot of fun here. Like I said, we have a whole month of guests already booked up. Tomorrow's Monologue Tuesday because this is Monday and this isn't a real show. Although, God, it did go on for a while. Quite a while, did it? I'm looking at the clock. Okay. we barely talked about any news. Jeff and I talked about the news for maybe 10 minutes. Okay. But tomorrow, we're doing Monologue Tuesdays. Wednesday, Santa Claus. Thursday, Jeff comes back. Next Monday, I'm taking off. But I can't remember. I don't remember who's coming on Tuesday. So, any rate, I don't have the schedule in front of me. So, so we're looking forward to a great 2024 here. And I want to thank you folks for watching. I want to thank you once again for the watching the Mark Morano interview. That's really cool, and I appreciate it very much. I like doing this, and so I'm just gonna, you guys keep watching. I'm going to keep doing it. You know, so anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. Good night, Esperanza. Good night, Uncle Donnie, and good night to you, wherever you are. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care.